Imagine how silly it would be to quit your job just because you needed some time. Take some time off, punk. Don't give up what you got. Keep that. What does my father used to say? The bird in the hand is worth, what, two in the bush? Isn't that how that worked? I think that's the way it works. So if you've got a good job, keep it. Even if it isn't a good job, look for a better one. He also said the morning that you wake up, you know, I'm going to work, time to look for another job. That is, I think, pertinent as well. So, where is the latest gridlock? Ah, the Senate. There's gridlock in the Senate. Can you imagine? And progress in the House. Who would have thunk it? 888-302-3684, talking about the budget deal. Nice to have Obamacare off the top burner and the passing of Nelson Mandela also kind of off the front burner. There's something new and certainly much more exciting. Another discussion about a budget, which the United States hasn't had for, what, 7 years? How long has it been since, or maybe longer than that, since there was actually a real live budget? Do you remember, Kenny, how long? I'm trying to think. It seems to me it's been seven years.
It seems like it's 7 or 8 years.
Seven or 8 years, yeah. All right, so let's talk about what the House is expected to do today. They will pass a budget, it would seem. They will avert another government shutdown. The bipartisan deal is estimated to save $85 billion, reduce the deficit by another $20 billion. That seems like a lot of money, more than you and I can imagine, but when you stack it up next to $17 trillion, one wonders, well, I suppose it's a start. All right, so let's have a good attitude toward that. The right-of-center groups, most of them, expressing outrage over the compromise. Here's what John Boehner had to say yesterday when asked for a response to the groups that were angry at Republicans for compromising.
They're using our members and they're using the American people for their own goals. This is ridiculous. Listen, if you're for more deficit reduction, you're for this agreement.
All right. There you go. So Boehner, probably in his last term as House Speaker, at any rate. But these guys, there's something to be said for those who are not, I don't mean not flexible, but who are consistent and hold to their beliefs. I think there is something to be said for that, honestly. But at this point, you'd like to think that there was some movement just to be obstinate, But there's nobody who feels more strongly about the way we spend money in this country than me. I want to see it all stop. I want to get rid of all these federal programs that are nothing but a waste of time and job creators so that people will vote for those who are in office. That kind of stuff is something that I protest strongly about, and you probably do too when you think about it. Most of us are in that place. Most of us, it's very interesting how the country is ruled almost by fiat now, because the essence of where we are, most of us, 70-some-odd percent of us, believe in less government, in no deficit, in staying out of our bedrooms and our private lives. That's pretty much the mainstay, and yet we have people who are messing around in both those areas. So how is it they keep getting reelected? Because most of you don't understand the system. That's why. The system has been rigged, especially at the primary level, to screw around with the average voter and to specialize in those who have an interest in keeping things the way they are or creating things that will make it seem that we actually do have an election, but what happens after the election? Who knows? And I think with a lot of people, who cares? Well, a lot of people need to be caring. I think that's the bottom line. Here's one of the radio programs hosted by Ro Khan that Ken has monitored. Here he talks to ABC political analyst Rick Klein about how members of Congress put this deal together as quietly as they did.
They very, very, very quietly did this so they could stay out of the echo chambers, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. They were afraid of having this looked at in a lot of close scrutiny, because whenever that happened, nothing good has happened. So I blame two things. I blame the Obamacare debacle, or giving the giving some space to negotiators because everyone was focused on that instead. And then, to a lesser extent, the timing of the Mandela death, that one gave a little bit of a spirit of bipartisanship to focus somewhere else, because I think the longer that a deal like this lingers in the public eye, the more chances people on both the left and the right have to shoot it down.
Well, but will it get done, though? I mean...
Yeah, I think it will. I do think the votes are there. I think you've got this weird... basically, you have a coincidence of a bunch of different forces going on at the same time. You have Democrats who are just really weary of all these fights and want to get some room for President Obama to do anything other than shut down, showdown for the rest of his presidency. So they have an incentive to do that. And then from the Republican perspective, they just think they're better off talking about health care than government shutdown. And I think that's been proven by the last few months. So I think it's mostly just out of weariness that we stumble towards some bipartisanship and toward a very small deal that just... it is sort of a ceasefire, not a truce, in the long-term spending fight.
Well, it's kind of interesting that it's easier for them to be out there criticizing and being negative about something, which, by the way, deserves a very large share of criticism here in the Obamacare rollout and the plan itself and all the different things that were crazy surprises, than having this kumbaya moment, because aren't there going to be a lot of, especially Republicans, in the primaries who are going to have to stand by a vote that keeps the government moving when there has been so many threats to try to stop all of this?
Yeah, and this is a nightmare scenario for Republicans that are facing primaries from Tea Partiers next year. I think most of them are frequently going to stand that they're going to end up voting against it because of that. It is so much easier to be against a deal like this, but this is what bipartisanship looks like. And I think something extraordinary happened even today. Speaker Boehner saying that it was ridiculous for groups to be criticizing this deal, that he was basically calling the groups out as just using the criticism of this as a fundraising tool. He's sick of it. He's fed up. That's where the establishment of the Republican Party is, and this is a reassertion of their authority, and basically just calling them out and saying, enough is enough, guys. You got to calm down. We got to get some work done. We actually have to govern every once in a while.
It's 888-302-3684. I know a lot of you are going to want to speak about this budget deal. So if you'd like to call in now, get in the queue, that's wonderful. We'd appreciate that. 888-302-DOUG. Email to doug@dougstefan.com or to ken@dougstefan.com. And the Facebook and social media connection at Twitter @GoodDayShow, Facebook.com, GoodDayShow. So Ken, you give us an update as to what some of you are expressing in the social media, and we'll have another talk host with input on this and then take some calls on in just a matter of moments. This is Good Day at 14 after the hour for Thursday, the 12th of December.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Stefan. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Stefan here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, And you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Janky, J to the A-N-K-Y, used to describe something inferior, of poor quality, busted. Something never used to describe me, Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
I expect the information that is part of the general conversation around the country to be a focus here. Here's host Bob Franz with Congressman David Joyce of Ohio about Speaker Boehner's reaction to some of the criticism over the budget deal.
When you hear the speaker kind of lambasting those who are on maybe a little bit farther right than he is with respect to fiscal policy, criticizing this budget bill, does it signal what it signals to me that this kind of festering, underlying this underlying distrust, I think, that the Tea Party members of Congress and the establishment members of Congress have had with one another, it's about to bubble to the surface. It sounds like he's angry, and it sounds like we're about to have a bit of a civil war with respect to fiscal policies. Do you see it the same way?
I can understand in the speaker's frustration because, you know, the group that led to the shutdown and going into this, we're talking about if we don't fund the Affordable Care Act, that it'll crash and burn. Mm-hmm. And, Bob, that's not reality-based. We saw what happened there, and we didn't get anything accomplished. Guess what? We control the House. We don't control the Senate, and we certainly don't control this president. And the only way we could take and exercise any real control is getting back to taking back the budget and the appropriation process. Mm-hmm. And we are setting up the top-line numbers and bottom-line numbers for some of these programs to go forward. So, to give you an idea, you know, this was a part that was amazing to me. Jack Kingston got up at a meeting. He's a chairman of a committee I'm on in the appropriations. And he asked, there's probably 180 of us in the Republican study group. And that's, considered very conservative members. Jordan's a member and all. And out of that 180, yes, how many had seen special or had seen regular order? 5 members. And so less than 3% of that group had ever seen regular order or the process of setting the budget and the appropriations. And when I hear people start talking about give another continuing resolution for a year, hey, that's ridiculous. That's just abdicating our responsibility to govern. Sure, I mean, these votes are tough, and people aren't going to like the fact that we have to reduce spending. But you know what? Last year we took in $2.7 trillion. The trouble is, in 2012, we spent $3.5. And we have to start making reductions. We have to do it now. And this top-line number in this budget deal gives us $23 billion in net deficit reduction. It gives us $63 billion of sequester relief. And it's $85 billion of total savings. And not only is that...
What period of time, Congressman?
Well, what happens is there's a small gap. Over the next 10 years, we're going to continue to stay on the exact same line as the sequestration numbers. But what this does is it rectifies the problem we have with sequestration, taking this biggest whack next year out of just the military and takes it and spreads it out over the indiscriminate cut of $20 billion that would have come just from the military. This manages to spread that out among the different areas, but we also get some cuts that we're going to get in. We're going to get back more over time by getting back in 17. We'll be right on line with what we were doing with sequestration. But the good part is about this lowered spending, Bob. You know, this may sound crazy, but this will be the second year in a row, for the first time in 50 years, that we've actually reduced spending.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Exchanging ideas here on the Good Day program, the budget, and whether there's a deal or not is what's in the focus. 888-302-3684. Let us hear from you. Let's spend 4 or 5 minutes taking some calls on this. Rick starts it off in Laguna Beach, California. Rick, you're on Good Day. Hi.
Hi. Aloha to you. And I went to the Wharton School, and this reduction of, what, $2 billion a year, $24 billion in a multi-trillion dollar budget, and I'm thinking to myself, who do you think you're driving? I want a real Department of Defense, not a Department of Offense. If you bring the Marines back from Okinawa, they're being radiated to death there, shut down Africa, shut down Afghanistan, bring back enough, repatriate troops from the foreign bases, including Hawaii, make us a republic again with troops on our own borders to protect ourselves from the inside out continental defense, fleets up and down our coastline, and we have a defense department instead of an offense worldwide military empire, and the National Pension Protection Act of 2014, so the federal government pays the pensions of the teachers and the firemen, the policemen, the sanitation workers who had nothing to do with the misappropriation of funds in Detroit. And we can get things going in this country, crazy damo rats and reprobates. And, you know, in California here, the polls show that 50% of the Democrats are disgusted with the Democratic Party, 65% of the Republicans disgusted with the Republican Party. We're set for a third party in California and in this country to take back America from these hucksters and phonies who call themselves the Congress of the United States. Viva
Canada. All right, sure enough. 888. God, I think that guy would go on. I'd leave him here and be done for an hour from now. But he makes some good points, doesn't he? 888-302-3684. Kenny, what sort of points are you getting from folks on Facebook and Twitter?
Let's see. Rex says he would have preferred an income tax rate jump on those Americans who are of means. They need to help the nation, he says.
Really? They're not helping enough? You know, people who say that really frosts me. When I see, and sometimes I comment on some of your comments and sometimes I don't. When I hear something like that, it just frosts me. Because of the talking point crud that comes from the people who think that because somebody has made it in America, they deserve to pay more than their fair share. The fair share is decided by whatever the tax law is. If you don't like the tax law, then you go to your congressman or woman and you ask him to change the tax law. You don't say do this arbitrary stuff. Well, let's just add 2%. You can be sure that all the people in Congress that are voting and yammering about getting the rich to pay more have put their inserts in the IRS code that take care of them with whatever deductions they can get so that they pay the minimum. It is a ruse, obnoxious. It really does. It makes me nauseous to listen to these people say, "Oh, the rich should pay more." The rich should pay the same share as you to percentage-wise. How many of you are on some kind of sustenance? How many of you are taking money from the government and not paying anything in taxes? How many of you do you think, well, the rich people can afford to pay for that? Well, who are you to decide with? How do you know? Most of those people got their money the honest way. They worked hard for it. They developed businesses. They were entrepreneurs. They understood the American spirit, the desire that was part of the life and breath of the founding of our country. And those of you who are used to having your hand out and getting somebody to basically grease your palms with money that comes from people who, maybe they don't work hard now, but I'll bet you that there are a lot of people who come up with really creative ideas who have done well that, frankly, don't deserve to be chased around the way they are. And the attitude toward them by many people is disgusting. So you hit my button, Kenny. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month's supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Janky. J to the A-N-K-Y. Used to describe something inferior, of poor quality. Busted. Something never used to describe me. Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way. Which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Directed.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler in this hour of the program going over some of the items of interest for this Thursday. The president and the funeral of Nelson Mandela. the comments on Facebook and Twitter, we took a sharp turn. I'm not sure if it was to the left or the right there, Kenny, when I asked you to go to Facebook and Twitter with comments about the budget. So please don't repeat the one that sent me off. But for those of you who didn't listen or you're now just joining us, I get cranked up all the time when people go off and talk about the rich paying their fair share of taxes. I've had a very interesting and comfortable life. Based on what I've been able to create myself. I've started three or four businesses. I've been up and down. I've been broke. I've been well off. I understand how the system works. My father was an orphan. He came from South Boston, didn't have a penny, and managed without much education to create something that helped him live comfortably, and I guess those of us in the family to live comfortably. And it's all because he worked pretty hard and figured it out. Did he pay his taxes? Yep. Did he have no mortgage? He had no mortgages. Nothing. Never paid. He paid for everything when he bought it. And if he couldn't buy it, he didn't. I mean, if he didn't have the money, he didn't buy it. Sometimes I wish I'd learned that that lesson. At any rate, so I don't want to hear from somebody who says, you're just another rich guy, because I'm not. I get how this country works. And what I do to help it, I guess along the lines of encouraging entrepreneurialism, I would encourage you to go to dreambigamerica.us, which is a project that I've embarked on with my partner Adam Taff and the Kauffman Foundation to find entrepreneurs and encourage them, putting our money where our mouth is. And that's something that happens on the website and on the program every Tuesday. Matter of fact, I'll announce the winner. The winner of this week's competition is Christine Wheeler from Drazil Foods. You might want to go there and see what they're doing, drazilfoods.com. It's a pretty great example of America at its best. There's a woman who has come up with an idea to make and market a product that is in demand. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish for those people what I was able to accomplish on my own, or help along a little bit. Nobody helped me, but I think it's a good thing for us to help those who can help the country. And taking money away from people who would invest it, for the most part, in making America better is foolhardy. And those of you who think that it's a good idea are also foolish. All right? I really could spend the rest of the program on this, but I shan't. 888-302-3684. We're talking about the budget. Kenny, what else do you have from Facebook and Twitter? And whoever's risk this may be.
Claire says, I am a fiscal conservative and am happy that Obama and company won't be able to change the subject from Obamacare.
I don't understand that.
Well, since there's not going to be a fight over the budget, it won't take the focus.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay.
A fight over Obamacare.
Yep. What else?
And Bob says Boehner is a coward and he's scared to death of the Dems.
Really? I don't think he's scared of the Dems. I think he's scared of the Tea Party. 888-302-3684. I think the Democrats, I think those who are in power on both sides have got it pretty well knocked, and they understand each other, make their deals regardless of what it looks like on the surface. But behind the scenes, the people who are really agitating for change, and this is part of the change, not sure it's the right change. That is the philosophical stuff the Tea Party came up with. I was on board the Tea Party when it first got started because it was all about fiscal matters, and then we got off into the nonsense about social standards and mores and what goes on in your private life. Get lost with that stuff. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference in this country how you believe who you should sleep with and how you believe some of these things. What makes a difference is whether or not we're fiscally healthy. We have nothing. Remember the old expression, you have nothing if you don't have your health? You especially, in terms of the reality of our country, have nothing if we don't have fiscal health. And we have a lot of nothing going on at the moment. 888-302-3684. Let me digress just a second because I have a 2020 news quiz question for you to figure out. You've got 3 or 4 minutes to identify William Booker. Why is William Booker in the news? Who was he? I guess that gives you a hint. And why is he in the news? William Booker, very famous but yet not well-known American, became famous. He was a group member of a very elite squad of men. And I think he was one of the most interesting profile. I read his profile, really interesting gentleman. William Booker. Who is he and why are we talking about him? 888-302-3684. As I said, you got 3 or 4 minutes to figure that out. Swell prize to the first person who has the right answer. Hasn't won before in our 2020 news quiz. 888-302-Doug. Who was William Booker? Meanwhile, on the phone now is Jim listening to WJOL in Illinois with his thoughts on the budget deal.
I would have preferred to see an even lower level of spending because, as I say, my concern is the debt, and I am a Republican, but I was very dismayed by the lack of budgetary restraint during the Bush years. That, for me, was one of the principal failings, because we will reach a point as the size of the overall budget grows and the size of the debt grows, we will reach a point where the system will be really strained, and if we have another large recession, that's going to put a lot of pressure on everyone. And my concern is all the entitlement programs that people are much more dependent on are really going to suffer. There's going to be a real crunch.
888-302-3684. As I'm sitting here listening to that gentleman, I'm thinking about some of the great entrepreneurs in the history of our country. And I came across the name of Armand Hammer, a guy that made a lot of money in the oil business. He did go to great lengths, and so has his family, to use that money for good, as the Carnegies did. I mean, think about the Flagler in Florida. There are all of these people who have done great things. I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but it is, as you can tell, it really annoys me. Does it really, Doug? Yep, it really annoys me when people are just so cavalier about the thoughts they have with regard to taxation. 888-302-3684. Let's see. Next up on the hit parade here is Cheryl in Colorado.
I think they
really ought to be ashamed of themselves if they're not talking about restoring unemployment compensation and food stamps for people who can't get a job because there are no jobs. And secondly, I think it's really ironic that they're not willing to take away the fat tax break for people who own private Learjets, which are going to slap ordinary air travelers with higher fees on their tickets every time they fly.
Now that
I really obscene.
I really agree with you on that. The taxation on tickets when it comes to buying air tickets, the train tickets, whatever, that is an obscenity. Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know about the taxation or the lack of taxation for using a business jet, but I will tell you, flying has become obscene. You pay as much in taxes and fees, especially if you go overseas, as you do to buy the ticket. And that's pretty rough. You know, it's rough. 888-302-3684. A couple of more moments to identify William Booker at 888-302-DOUG. If nobody figures it out, it's an obscure name, but he is in the news. And if you take the trouble to figure it out, that'd be nice. Meanwhile, what we're talking about here are the Republicans defending this bipartisan budget deal. Criticism from the right of center groups. I think the last voice I heard that was loudest in criticism was Paul Ryan. Anyway, but that I guess you kind of expect that from him. Here is James in Washington with some concerns about the changes to unemployment in this deal.
I was just wondering how they can cut the unemployment when there are no jobs out there. It kind of blows my mind that. What are these people going to do when there's no jobs? Are they going to stand in soup lines back like in the 20s? I'll just made my point and not cut the corporations' tax loopholes where they're sending money off to the Cayman Islands. I just needed to get that off my chest.
Well, you know what? Again, sending money to the Cayman Islands, the corporations aren't doing that. The people that run them are sending the money there. It's not the corporations. But, yeah, the other thing that sort of bugs me, I was in four places yesterday where I saw help wanted signs. There was one of them was a garage looking for a mechanic. One of them was a hardware store, an Ace Hardware store, looking for a clerk. One of them was a restaurant looking for a chef. Where's the other one? I know there was one more, and I thought to myself, as I did just then when I was listening to those callers, what the heck are you people talking about? There are plenty of jobs around. Look in the Help Wanted section. Go online. All this foolishness about there aren't any jobs. Are they great jobs? No. Are they good jobs? Maybe some of them are. There are a lot of, if you go back to school, get better training and things. I've seen a lot of jobs. I mean, find a good plumber. How long do you have to wait to get a plumber to come to your house? How long do you have to wait to get a good electrician to come to your house? How long do you have to wait to get a carpenter to come fix things that are broken in your house? These are skilled jobs, a lot of that go wanting because people aren't going to school. We don't have the vocational educational training opportunities we used to when you and I were kids. Why don't we have more vocational education? Never mind going to college. Everybody doesn't need to go to college. What you need is to find a skill that you can have, and maybe that's your skill, so you can sell it and get a job. And stop whining about there aren't any jobs out there, because there are. 888-302-3684. How about them apples? All right, let's get to Bruce, who's in Sarasota, Florida, who wants to answer our 2020 news quiz question. Bruce, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I just was listening to you this morning as I was fixing my wife's breakfast. She just got a job recently after looking for a job for a year and a half. Yeah. She finally got one. And I get up every morning and make her breakfast as a reward.
And you
but
don't.
Anyway,
you don't have a job?
I'm a courier for a medical company.
Oh, okay. And is her job good? It took her a year and a half. She must have a very select set of skills.
Well, I mean, she has gotten a full-time job in the field of nursing that she is qualified for. Mm-hmm. That didn't prohibit her from getting other part-time jobs to fill in the gaps.
Right. Well, it's just a new world. Part of the new world order is being brought to you courtesy of Obamacare, because it encourages companies to not have employees more than full-time 40 hours a week.
I wanted to answer the trivia question, though. Mr. Booker is one of the last of the surviving Tuskegee Airmen. He died in Seattle. And we're losing those guys at a pretty rapid rate. I'm not sure how many of them are left, but there aren't many.
I think there are maybe, I think there are four or five, actually. He was 90 years old, and you are 100% correct. One of the great Tuskegee Airmen. Did you see that movie, and have you read the book about them, Bruce?
I've read a lot of stuff and seen a lot of films about them, documentaries on television and in the movies as well. Yes, I have.
Pretty amazing story. It's a great, another one of those great American stories that you can, you feel good about after you read it or after you watch some of the movies and documentaries.
Unfortunately, people who are under, say 50, or certainly people who are under 40, are likely to have no idea who these guys were.
Right, yep. And they don't appreciate what they did. That was the things that they did were necessary, fighting a war that was necessary to fight, versus a lot of the stuff that we get involved in now that just keep the military-industrial complex steaming ahead. So Booker was he was a real American hero, an example of a great American hero, dead at the age of 91 of the Tuskegee Airmen. Good job, Bruce. Nice to speak with you. Hold on just a second. Michael will take care of you. We'll pause for a moment or two here. The budget callers are still in our focus at 888-302-3684. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Insight Daily Radio.
The most important thing to remember about mind-body relationship is to redirect it toward mind-brain relationship. And that may sound a little strange, but the thing is, your brain is an organ that's producing for you feelings and images and thoughts. It's doing a job. It's helping you survive. Your mind is where you really live. That's who you are.
The new book, Superbrain, is a collaboration from best-selling author and physician Deepak Chopra and Harvard Medical School professor Rudolf E. Tanzi. They have merged their wisdom and expertise for a bold new understanding of what they call the three-pound universe and its untapped potential.
Well, once we recognize that we are not the brain but the user of the brain, then we can overcome depression and many other psychological disorders that begin with simple things like the memory of past pain, which can be resentment or grievance or anger or hostility. The redirection of pain within yourself, which is called guilt, shame. The depletion of energy as a result of these toxic emotions, including fear, which we call depression. So, although there are pharmacological treatments for severe psychotic depression, most cases of depression can be overcome through talk therapy, through spiritual experience, the ability to witness your own thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires, memories, will all change the chemistry of your brain.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
The new budget deal, and continuing with your calls on that, so if you're on the line, stand by. This is the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Reward.
See who's sexy and smart versus naughty and nice. 888-302-3684. We continue to discuss the budget deal. Does it make sense? A couple of things you want us to know about your thinking, changes here and there that ought to be made. Let's listen to Matt, who's in Live Oak, Florida, listening presumably to the Jet. Hi, Matt.
My name's Mac.
Good morning. Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm glad to have Mac.
That's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I called last year. Good morning. Happy holidays, everybody. I wanted to say, listening, I think the new budget deal's a joke. I think they're completely out of touch with what, you know, with reality.
So what else is new, Mac?
I wanted to say this, that I live on a small farm, and I didn't inherit it. I bought it years ago,
yeah.
But it's 1,200 acres, and the people I can hire for $15 an hour, which is good money in North Florida,
yeah.
Most of them are already getting the equivalent of about $50,000 a year in food stamps and you know, WIC and, you know, all the benefits, and I pay them cash. But I don't even like them around my place because half of them will work a week and, you know, they're casing the place and then they'll tear up my equipment. This is our busy time. You know how fall is when you know, you got cows and horses, you're bucking bales, putting
hay
up.
My busy time is over, not because I want it to be, but because the snow has ruined whatever chances I had of doing any more work.
Our busy time runs a little later. I grew some rye, you know, winter rye for the cows.
You said you had a small farm, 1,200 acres. I'd like to have 1,200 acres to be able to do
It's small compared to my neighbors. They're running thousands and thousands. Of course, they inherited and they're rich, but My son and I are working dark to dark every day because I don't want my equipment tore up. I don't want people around here that are vacation with, you know, the house. And, and but they've already extended unemployment benefits over 2 years.
Enough is enough. The people who are calling for that, I think, are out of touch with. It's just too much. We're going to have that. And the only, it's kind of ironic to the point of cynicism that these votes always come up at Christmas time, right? They always come up at this time. Oh, my God, how can we cut their benefits? It's Christmas time. Come on. All right, anyway, what else, Mac?
I go into town, and I can't, there's jobs. They're not great jobs, but there's jobs. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep, there are. You're right. I do know what you mean. All right, sir, good luck with the farm. Thank you for the call. 888-302-3684. Diane is in Tennessee, doesn't like the budget deal.
They are not thinking about the people out there who have families with unemployment, not extending it. What would they do if we decide to put on the ballot next year everybody in America to reduce their pay? And let them see how they do it. And let them pay for their own insurance. How cold-hearted can this Congress be and some of the Democrats to go along with such deals that's happening? People around the world is looking at America. They talk about yesterday about the handshake of the president and everything like that. They can throw up anything to put on the news except to help bring jobs back here. If they start charging these big companies who got this money overseas in the Cayman Islands, these jobs there, we will see a difference. Charge them every week for those jobs that's overseas, and we can have money. They're hiding their money, the rich people.
Oh, my God. Here we are again with the Cayman Islands. 888-302-3684. Let's see. Lou is a voc ed teacher. Where are you, Lou? Where's your school?
I've taught it in a number of places. I've taught in Arizona and Wyoming and Virginia. Right now I'm living in Virginia. And I can tell you it's the same all over the country. They're cutting back the vocational education. And I'm not angry about it because that's what I teach. I was in the industry for over 25 years. And right now, statistically, only about 25% of the high school graduates will ever get a bachelor's degree, and yet they're trying to pigeonhole all of our kids in school to go to college.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just they're setting them up to fail, and yet they don't want to spend any money to teach them trades.
They'd rather spend the money to give them something that they haven't earned in the form of some kind of unemployment. I'm appreciative of your call, Lou. Thank you. Let's finish it off here with David in New York.
I was an international private banker, and I never set up offshore trusts for American citizens because it's against the law, because the tax law says that every individual citizen has to pay income tax on their worldwide income, wherever they earn it for whatever reason. A savings account in New Guinea, a company in Kenya. But corporations, as we all know and everybody says a thousand times, they get to park their money all over the world and not pay taxes. I don't understand why corporations have such a huge preference on skipping and avoiding taxes, and American citizens like you and me don't.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Trustblood.org.